So looking at, you know, where does the organization want cyber insurance to fit in with their overall strategy? And, you know, as an organization, what are they like? I will say that generally lawyers are already trusted advisors. So asking these additional questions can be quite effective in, I guess, understanding the risk a lot better and therefore being able to advise more efficiently about what the benefits or drawbacks might be. In terms of the key cyber risks that could affect the organization's ability to achieve its business objectives, we could have a conference alone on the key cyber risks. You know, 3 years ago, we'd be talking about data privacy as the key risk. Now, of course, I think 95% of the discussions that I have certainly are about ransomware and operational risk. It's also very important to note that, you know, ransomware often involves data privacy issues now. We're seeing cyber criminals very commonly break into a, you know, a network, stay there for a period of months, extract sensitive information, then launch the ransomware attack, and then either seek two ransoms by, you know, firstly decrypting the systems and secondly giving you the information back. We've also seen some ransomware attacks where organizations will go into the network, they'll know who the clients of the target company are, they will actually contact the clients of that company and say, you know, the organization subject to the ransomware attack has suffered a ransomware. We have your information. You need to contact the third party company and make them pay the ransom. It's changed dramatically. And I think probably, again, from a legal perspective, making sure that confidential corporate information is protected very effectively is a benefit, and highlighting to organizations that if you are holding a lot of confidential corporate information of third parties or your own, that perhaps even more than sort of personal information or the PII, that really now is a bit of a treasure for cyber criminals, unfortunately, and they will seek to extract that because they can really put a lot of pressure on you organizationally if they have that information and threaten to disclose it publicly. Needless to say, you know, legal firms often do hold a lot of confidential information of their clients and third parties. We have seen, you know, some incidents where that has been the case. So, you know, for your own law firms, I would encourage making sure that you're very, very aware of how and what and the strategy behind protecting that information. Again, how does the organization assess the impact of cyber risk? That could also be a conference topic. You know, in terms of managing the risks, of course, the financial risks are significant, and there is a growing body of expertise trying to financially quantify cyber risks. It's still very much in its infancy. I think that a lot of organizations trying to quantify risk use financial indicators as just one basis on which they would assess it. You know, reputational risk is often far greater than the immediate financial risk. It's very important to manage that. We're seeing a lot of organizations now also look at different assessment criteria, such as operational risk, customer impact, third-party vendor impact, etc. So there are a number of different ways that you can assess the risk. And again, the main thing is that when you're advising companies, you're speaking their language and understanding what their exposures might be. For instance, a manufacturing company will be far more operationally exposed to a cyber incident than perhaps a retailer that might have a lot of personal information but not necessarily need to be online 24/7, of course, depending if they have online or offline activities. So, you know, it's very important to assess the risks as effectively as possible, understand them from a, you know, risk advisor point of view. In terms of the key cyber risks and how you're managing them, I think the audience is probably fairly familiar with this, but it's always worth highlighting to organizations, I think, when advising them about, you know, how to manage their risks effectively. You know, there's nothing wrong with accepting a risk. We've worked with some startups who are much more concerned about the medium-level risks than the high-level risks. Because with the high-level risks, they're insolvent anyway. And, you know, they're sort of thought process is that their medium risks are the ones that could really challenge their ability to do what they need to. Again, from a capital perspective, there are a number of organizations who can accept the financial risk of a cyber incident. On the flip side, you know, government organizations or municipalities might be well capable of managing the financial aspects, but very exposed to the reputational elements. So it's important to take into account, you know, if you are going to accept a risk, I'm going to be a typical lawyer and say, certainly write it down, make sure that your client is aware of it and making that decision with you. Risk avoidance, again, you know, we have had some organizations that have chosen to divest of assets that present an unacceptable cyber risk to them. That's also a, you know, can be a very effective and or cost-effective way of managing the risk. Risk mitigation is, you know, reducing it to an acceptable level using different compensating controls. We can do that with cyber risk significantly,